He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It is the March 28th live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager, Bill Gunderson. We've got ourselves a convoy going on here, and it's a convoy of stocks moving forward today. That's what I see so far. In fact, a pretty strong rally here out of the gate. The Dow right now is up 95 points, which puts it at 25,706. That's where we stand right now. The S&P 500 is up 12 points. That puts it at 2,817 as it continues to hold some very important technical levels. And there's some big technical news taking place, which I'll talk about in the newsletter this weekend on the NASDAQ. The NASDAQ's up 43 points this morning. 76.86 is where the NASDAQ is. It's up 0.6%. Russell 2000 small caps doing best of all, up 0.75% at 1533. Crude oil is down 48 cents. We're back below 60, $58.93 on West Texas Intermediate crude here this morning. Gold down $20 per ounce. It's on sale today for $12.97 per ounce. Silver's down a quarter to 15.05. The euro down against the dollar. Dollar strong today. And finally, we're seeing the yield curve. Just as I look at it right now, I see it going positive. The inversion is gone for right now, at least, as the 10-year moves up to 2.39. And the, let's see, the 13-week or the 3-month Treasury bill goes to 2.37. So there goes your inversion. But welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management on one of America's great days, right? America's pastime. I know they get the day off in St. Louis today. They get together. It's a party in St. Louis as Cardinal season opens, and they've got Goldie there playing first base for them. I don't know about their pitching, however. And, of course, our San Diego Padres at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Eastern Time, 4 p.m., teeing off against the San Francisco Giants in Petco Park, where the pets go. No, not that kind of go. Anyways, I've spent many a day at Petco. We had season tickets for a few years down there in Petco. We saw some bad baseball. Oh, my gosh, we saw some bad baseball. Well, there's always this year, okay? Well, the market is off to a very strong start here this morning. We had kind of a so-so day yesterday. Let's say we're kind of gaining back what we lost yesterday. Sometimes that's the way the market works. Yesterday, the Dow was down 30, the NASDAQ was down 48, and today we're up almost 100 now on the Dow, and the NASDAQ right now up about what we lost yesterday. We've also got that inversion of the yield curve. Looks like it's dissipating today. I'm seeing the 10-year right now, 1 basis point higher than the 3-month T-bill. So that has been unnerving the markets. I want to say that the spread yesterday got as much as 10 basis points between the 3-month and the 10-year, which is out of whack, obviously. You should not get paid more on 3-month paper than 10-year paper, but that's the that's what we've had recently, as money is moving out of the longer term and into the shorter term paper. Well, let's see. We have semiconductors very weak yesterday. The Philadelphia Semiconductor Index down as Infineon guided lower, and that is seen as a bellwether for the chip group. Let's just see how the chips are doing today in a strong NASDAQ market. I use the ETF SMH. Yeah, it's rebounding a little bit today. It's up 0.8%. You know, the chips, many times, they lead. They lead the tech stock sector higher. They lead the tech sector lower. And if it's not the semis, then it's the software stocks. And the software stocks had a very weak day yesterday, especially the cloud stocks. Salesforce, Nutanix, Zuora, Twilio, Tableau, Appian, all the usual suspects. I use as a proxy for the cloud stock Sky, which is an ETF. It's rebounding today, too. It's up 0.6%. Big news taking place in the China-U.S. trade talks. They will resume today. Yes, they will. And I would say that there's a new piece of information out there that does change, I think, the landscape. Of course, President Trump has been cleared. There was no collusion between him and the Russians, the impeachment talk, the Trump ending up in prison. Talk is dissipating, and I think China now realizes, I personally think they were playing a waiting game, and I think it took away a lot of Trump's bargaining power, them thinking, well, maybe we'll be dealing with Mike Pence here in a couple months as Trump goes through impeachment talks, and maybe we'll get Trump out 2 years from now. But, you know, that looks more and more unlikely after all of this that has come down this week. And I think China now realizes that unless they want their economy to continue to sink, and it has been sinking, they better talk turkey. And it doesn't look like they're going to have Kamala Harris to talk to 2 years from now, at least as of now. A lot of time between now and then. The European market was up overnight as these U.S.-China trade talks resume. I'm noticing a lot of buoyancy in the Chinese stocks. You know, that Chinese market is cheap. One of the cheapest markets in the world right now from a PE standpoint. Just looking at FXI, which is the large cap China 25, that's similar to our Dow. It's up 0.6% today. And just looking at some proxy stocks, JD.com is up 0.5% today. Let's check in on Alibaba. Alibaba up 0.8% today. So the China stocks, optimistic. They look optimistic. But, of course, you know, Trump is no pushover to deal with on the other side of the table there. Q4, how did we end up 2018, which is now in the rear view mirror? That Q4 ended up 2.2% growth, 2.2%. And, of course, a recession would ensue when we have two negative quarters in a row. And nobody that I know of is seeing that yet out there on the horizon, except maybe the bond market, okay? The bond market seems to be seeing a recession that not many others are seeing right now. Jobless claims hit a two-month low, 211,000. That is really a low number, and I'm sure that's helping the markets here today. There's no sign. Again, that's as we go into a recession and as the signs start to appear, you know, that a recession is coming, you're going to see rising jobless claims, not falling jobless claims. You're going to see falling GDP. In fact, you're going to be headed towards negative GDP, gross domestic product. Instead, 2.2% was where Q4 came in. And as of right now, we've got the Atlanta Fed looking for 1.5% for this quarter that will be in the books that will end tomorrow. That's right, the first quarter of 2019. The bell will ring at 1 o'clock West Coast time, 4 o'clock East Coast time on the markets, the capital markets. And then guess what? It also closes on the books of publicly traded companies, and the bean counters then go into motion. Now, I'm sure the companies have a pretty good idea of where their earnings are going to come in. Hence, we enter into warning season. Next week is the beginning of warning season. Batten down the hatches. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
The 2019 Best Stocks Now Tour of America kicks off in Dallas on Wednesday, April 3rd, Thursday, April 4th, and Friday, April 5th. The Gunderson team will be at the Hilton Dallas-Fort Worth Lake Conference Center in the Grapevine area on those days. Bill Gunderson will be available to meet with you to discuss your current portfolio needs. Bill only has about 20 time slots available, and they'll sell out quick, so book your reservation early. Bill will also be teaching a workshop on the market on Wednesday, April 3rd. The workshop will also be held at the Hilton Conference Center in the Grapevine area. The workshop begins at 6:30 p.m. and will go until 8 p.m. Bill will be going over the current conditions in the economy and the market at that workshop. You'll also need a reservation to attend the workshop. To book an appointment with Bill or reserve seats for the workshop, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. You can also sign up on the website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Dallas.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you a die-hard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate, with clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show. We are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now radio. I have a couple of huge winners in the market today. I can't wait to crow about those in a little bit. But first, we got to get some of this macro news on the economy. A lot of things taking place here that we got to get out of the way here because it's very important stuff. Okay, we have got, like I say, the jobless claims come in very low, 211,000. Anything under 300,000 is good, and we're edging towards under 200,000 right now. This quarter ends, again, would reiterate that, very important day tomorrow. Wherever we end up, when you get your statements on your accounts, well, we've had a very strong quarter, obviously. Earnings are right now expected to come in about 3.5% lower than the same quarter last year. But as a mathematician, I apply a lot of math to the markets. My mind is one giant spreadsheet, I think. You know, I'm always thinking numbers. It's just the way, you know, some people number-oriented, some people verbiage, some people artistic. I don't know what side of the brain that is. Anyways, I see that 3.4% drop in earnings versus the same quarter last year as a non-event. Well, how can you say that as a mathematician? Negative 3.4 is negative 3.4. Well, you have to look at the comparisons. 1 year ago, we had a very, you know, this is like a company that reports this crazy quarter. Well, a year later, they're going to have a hard time because they're going to have a very difficult comparison. And it works that way also in these S&P 500 earnings. Now, that's just where we stand right now. At one point in time, we were looking for 2.5% growth. But the numbers for this quarter have been ratcheted downward, especially towards the end of last year. And as it sits right now, without any companies reporting earnings yet on a quarter that ends tomorrow, we're looking for 3.4, 3.5% drop in earnings versus the same quarter last year. Now we're hearing talk of an interest rate cut coming from the Fed. I've heard that, and in fact, the market has priced in a 50% chance of an interest rate cut this year. I don't see it. And an 80% chance of a rate cut next year. Maybe. We'll see. Kaplan, however, the one of the Fed governors, he says he doesn't see a need for the Fed to cut interest rates. Yet, he says, before considering such a move, I need to see an inversion of some magnitude or some duration. See, now there's a key point on this inversion that we've seen of the 3-month and the 10-year, which to me looks like today we're 1 point ahead. We've got a 1 point spread, 1 basis point spread. That yield curve has to invert and stay there for quite some time. And I showed a chart in my newsletter last week of the last time, that was back in 2006. It did go negative, but not for very long, just for a few weeks. And then it went positive again. And it was 22 months later that the market eventually peaked. So that's kind of the scenario that we have playing out right now. And I'm just saying that we just have to look to history as the last time how that played out when the curve inverted like it did. But eventually the curve inverted and stayed there. Okay, now that's a different kind of situation there. And that's what the Fed, what Kaplan is referring to here. BlackRock says, don't fear the curve. We'll say that to a poor guy stepping into the plate against some of these 22-year-old pitchers with those wicked curveballs. BlackRock notes that a yield curve inversion on its own doesn't trigger a recession. Rather, overly tight monetary policy is the real underlying cause of downturns. And, of course, we don't have overly tight monetary policy. Look, the 10-year's at 2.37%. And so BlackRock saying, do not fear the curve. Home builders, there's another bellwether for the economy. We had a good report yesterday out of Lennar. Let's look at the home builder ETF, ITB, a good proxy for the sector. That's a healthy chart. That is not a weak chart. Now, that chart got really weak in October and November. I think the market towards the end of last year, I think a lot of guys wanted to, you know, you always want to be the first one to spot the recession, to get out in time, to get out before it happens, to get out before the market, or get out about the time the market peaks. I think there's a lot of people that believed last year that the market had peaked. Let's not forget that on October 2nd of last year, the market peaked. Now, we're not back to that peak yet, but I think there was a lot of folks trying to get ahead of the, be the first one out of the theater before somebody yelled fire. And pretty soon that started a stampede out of the theater, and you saw a 20% sell-off in the a nasty sell-off in the S&P, and the housing ETF got hammered during that period of time. But you know what? It's had some very, very constructive growth. Look at that ETF, ITB, since the day after Christmas, which is when everybody seemed to come to their senses. And that thing is up 25%, the home builders, okay? Since the day after Christmas, 25% gain in the home building ETF. Big, big part of our economy and a big, big indicator of our economy. And we saw that ITB jumped 2.4% over the last 5 days. Some pretty good reports coming out, especially from Lennar. Well, how about all of those offshore profits that were supposed to come back with the tax cut? Donald Trump called for $4.2 trillion, he said would come back to the U.S. as a result of 2017 tax reform. So far, according to the Commerce Department, only $665 billion has come back in those offshore profits. That's what's come back to the U.S. in 2018. So nowhere near the $4 trillion that Trump was predicting. Well, we've got some companies in the news today. The steel stocks, the steel industry is asking Congress to maintain those big steel tariffs. Don't blink in maintaining strong U.S. tariffs on steel. That's what chief executives from the U.S. steel producers, you see, there was a big dump on the American market from China as they were entering the U.S. duty-free and very much interrupting our markets. Now, guess what? Nucor announces that they will be building a new steel plant in Brandenburg, Kentucky. It will be fully operational in 2022. When's the last time you heard that? Well, when we come back, Palladium, Bear, Boeing, Lululemon, Five Below, Teladoc, Lockheed.
When you lose power back for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
The 2019 Best Stocks Now Tour of America kicks off in Dallas on Wednesday, April 3rd, Thursday, April 4th, and Friday, April 5th. The Gunderson team will be at the Hilton Dallas-Fort Worth Lake Conference Center in the Grapevine area on those days. Bill Gunderson will be available to meet with you to discuss your current portfolio needs. Bill only has about 20 time slots available, and they'll sell out quick, so book your reservation early. Bill will also be teaching a workshop on the market on Wednesday, April 3rd. The workshop will also be held at the Hilton Conference Center in the Grapevine area. The workshop begins at 6:30 p.m. and will go until 8 p.m. Bill will be going over the current conditions in the economy and the market at that workshop. You'll also need a reservation to attend the workshop. To book an appointment with Bill or reserve seats for the workshop, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. You can also sign up on the website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Dallas.
Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate, with clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show. We are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. Are you a die-hard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking in almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now radio hour. Well, tomorrow will be a big day with a big IPO going public. That's always exciting. You see all of the crowd gathering around the post there on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, and you finally see it open up. At what price will Lyft open tomorrow? Lyft boosts their IPO to $70 to $72 per share from $62 to $68. The new range has Lyft looking to raise up to $2.2 billion. Lyft shares will start trading on Friday. LYFT is the symbol. One of the highly anticipated IPOs of 2019. And of course, it won't be long until we get the Uber IPO, Pinterest, and of course, you've got the Airbnb out there somewhere. So, interesting times. Could be the year of the IPO. Okay, let's check in on Boeing very quickly. We have Boeing unveiling their 737 MAX fix, but let's take a look and see how Boeing is performing today. I continue to own my Boeing. It popped yesterday. It's down $1.20 today to $373. They unveiled their software fix, their cockpit alerts, and additional pilot training for their 737 MAX plane, saying the changes will boost the safety of the aircraft, which has been involved in two deadly crashes since October. The automated flight control system will now receive data from both angle of attack sensors instead of just one angle of attack sensor. And it says that they have reviewed all their other flight control systems and they have not revealed any additional potential problems. So the problem seems to be isolated to that one particular part of their safety system. And they're said to have corrected it, but the FAA says it has not yet granted provisional approval for Boeing's announced anti-stall software upgrade of their aircraft. So that still has to happen. I watched a little bit of the testimony yesterday. They were grilling the acting FAA head, Daniel Elwell, yesterday. And interesting, they also had some pilots there that they were grilling on the air. And also a Transportation Secretary, Elizabeth Chao, getting grilled. So kind of interesting testimony. I don't know. I just have the feeling that a year from now, this will be one of those things that we'll look back on. And, you know, look at GM that had all the problems earlier, a couple years ago. Just kind of blows over eventually. And you move on with building airplanes and meeting demand for orders and whatnot. I still think Boeing is a very, very good stock to own. Trump met with Google yesterday with their CEO, Sundar Pichai, about political fairness. Pichai said he is totally committed to the U.S. military, not the China military. Trump said that the meeting ended well. Well, you know what? All of these social media stocks under fire. Facebook continues to get it from every angle about what they've been doing with consumer information, how they've been selling that, how they've been using it, mining that data from you. Google's been under fire, paying some big fines in overseas in Europe. But those stocks continue to make a lot of money, and they continue to grow. I talked about Novartis with the new drug that they came up with for relapsing cases of multiple sclerosis. That drug they've announced today will cost $88,000 per year. $88,000 per year. Novartis, NVS, which broke out yesterday And it's breaking out further today, that Swiss company that also pays a nice dividend yield of 1.9%, $220 billion company. Teladoc expanding into Canada. Now, the healthcare stocks have been under a lot of pressure here over the last week, 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks. First, it was Medicare for All, and they all kind of curled up and died there for a week or two. That's kind of dissipated now, and now it's overthrowing Obamacare. Well, personally, I think both of those are long shots. It's an uphill battle, as we've seen, to repeal Obamacare on the one hand, and it's a big uphill climb to ever see in the near future single-payer health insurance. So I continue to be bullish on the healthcare insurers, the healthcare stocks. They've come under pressure, but I think that's created some very, very good value. Okay, let's get to some winners here. We've got Lululemon. Okay, I own. That's one of the 25 stocks that I own in my ultra growth portfolio, and it's one of the biggest winners in the market. I think it's the second biggest winner. The other one is like a $2 stock, okay? Lulu is up 16% this morning. It's up $23.63 per share. Lulu beats by 10 cents. You know, I was talking yesterday, I reported that during my show that Lulu has beat their earnings estimates 88% of the time over the last several years. Well, that percentage goes higher. It's into the 90s now. And I've just seen a pattern over the years that good companies are way more inclined to report good earnings than bad companies. It just seems like these stodgy old growth giants of yesteryear consistently report bad earnings. IBM comes to mind. And on the other hand, you see one of the great growth stocks of our generation here over the last 10 years, Lulu. Lulu beats earnings by 10 cents. They beat on revenues by 20 million. Comparable sales up 17% during the quarter. That's an incredible number. And you've got the stock today breaking out to new all-time highs. Lulu, which is headquartered in Vancouver, British Columbia, is now a $22 billion company. $22 billion. If you go back to 2009, at the very bottom of the bull market, which the market eventually bottomed on March 9th of 2009, Lulu was a $2.17 stock when this bull market began. Today, from $2.17, Lulu is a $170 stock. Where does the Best Stocks Now app have it rated currently? It's currently ranked at number 366 out of 5,082. 9 months ago, it was 102. 6 months ago, it was 170. 3 months ago, it was ranked at number 69. What has this stock done over the last 10 years? 44% per year average, not counting today. Over the last 12 months, it's up 86%. It's a performance grade of A. And I have a valuation on Lulu of $280 5 years from now. No guarantees, not a recommendation. An example of a best stock now. The stock is trading at $170. And I got to believe my five-year target price, I don't know yet. I haven't seen the new numbers for next year. Probably hiking that five-year target, maybe to the 300 range from 280. We'll just have to wait and see. But suffice it to say, this has been one of the greatest stocks of this bull market that is turned 10 last March. Now, we have to hit a new high here eventually for that to be a valid anniversary. But Lululemon has been a powerhouse. It's adding $3 billion to its market capitalization. And it's one of the chosen. Many are called, few are chosen to the Best Stocks Now portfolio, especially the Ultra Growth portfolio. But Lulu, one of those 25. And guess what? Another one in that portfolio is also making a big move today. More on that when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson, Professional Money Manager and Chief Investment Officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
The 2019 Best Stocks Now Tour of America kicks off in Dallas on Wednesday, April 3rd, Thursday, April 4th, and Friday, April 5th. The Gunderson team will be at the Hilton Dallas-Fort Worth Lake Conference Center in the Grapevine area on those days. Bill Gunderson will be available to meet with you to discuss your current portfolio needs. Bill only has about 20 time slots available, and they'll sell out quick, so book your reservation early. Bill will also be teaching a workshop on the market on Wednesday, April 3rd. The workshop will also be held at the Hilton Conference Center in the Grapevine area. The workshop begins at 6:30 p.m. and will go until 8 p.m. Bill will be going over the current conditions in the economy and the market at that workshop. You'll also need a reservation to attend the workshop. To book an appointment with Bill or reserve seats for the workshop, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. You can also sign up on the website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Dallas.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, next week at this time, I'll be in Dallas. I'm getting very excited about the trip there, which is Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Is that right? I have to look at my calendar. No, it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And I know we have a lot of people coming to the workshop, so I'm going to be very excited. Try to put something together there that night that is timely and hopefully money-making, because that's what we're all after here, is to make money in the markets, right? And to protect when that eventual recession, that bear, that grumpy old bear, and that recession ensue at some point in the future. So if you'd like to sign up here for the workshop in Dallas, which is a week from yesterday now, you can go to the website at GundersonCapital.com or give us a call at 855-611-BEST. I'm also meeting with people during the day on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. From what I understand, it's pretty full, but you can try. I've even offered to stay an extra day if I need to. 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. All right, well, let's get to the featured stock of the day. A couple other news items. We got a new player in the cannabis industry. I'll be adding this one to my Best Stocks Now app. It has a fair chance. Prove to us you can be profitable, that you can grow your earnings, that you can deliver alpha to poor investors that are trying to retire or live off their retirement. Prove to us that you can make money and that you can outperform other stocks and that you can create value. Well, we'll see. Can Trust. Can we? Can we trust? Can Trust, CTSD. They just recently came public. I'll be adding them to my to the cannabis sector that I've created in my Best Stocks Now app. That stock's getting pounded today. It's down 16%. Let's see. They have about $40 million in revenue, and they made 13. They're expected to make 11 cents this year and 13 cents next year. All right, so we'll keep our eye on CanTrust, CTST, a new player in the cannabis sector. We've got another stock in the news. We're going to make this our featured stock of the day. This is another one that I own in my Best Stocks Now Ultra Growth portfolio. So it's having a good day with two big winners, Lululemon. And, of course, yesterday one of the stocks in that portfolio was bought out, WellCare, WCG. So it's having a good couple of days here. Overall, though, the small caps continue to be a tough place. They really do. The small cap stocks, they'll have a little run and then they'll sell off. Any fear of recession at all, and you see selling in the small caps. This continues to be mostly a large cap market. But I continue to search for those best small and mid caps now to populate my ultra growth portfolio. And one of those is Five Below, F-I-V-E, which delivered an earnings report that was in line on the bottom line, but above expectations on the top line, that is sales. Five Below is one of those like dollar-only stores, only they've given themselves a little more wiggle room, see? They're $5 and below. The $1 guys have kind of limited themselves there at Dollar Tree, although I'm sure there's a lot of things in there now that cost more than a dollar. Five Below is kind of a younger company, headquartered in Philadelphia, PA. Right now they have 625 stores in 32 states with plans to open 125 more stores this year. So it's a growth story. It obviously is a growth story. Over the last 5 years, their earnings have been growing by 29% per year. I mean, it's not a phenomenal growth story, but it's one of the few bricks and mortar stocks that is doing well and thriving in this environment, which leans so heavily towards online retail. Five Below is a $7.1 billion market cap company. They reported earnings. Here's what Five Below has delivered since they've gone public. They've been around. They now have a five-year track record as a publicly traded company. You see, this is what I'd want to see in some of these recent IPOs in the biotechs, in the cannabis industry, etc. Five Below over the last 5 years, 23% per year, while the market has delivered 7%. Over the last 3 years, Five Below 44% per year, while the market has delivered 11%. So it's quadrupled the returns of the market. And over the last 12 months, Gimme Five is up 72%, market down 5.7%. On a valuation basis, I have a five-year target price on symbol 5. Let me get to my five-year target price right there. That's an invaluable piece of information to know. $225, and the stock is currently trading at $128. Significant upside potential with no guarantees, but an example, Five Below as of today is ranked number 288 out of 5,082. 9 months ago, or 1 year ago, is ranked number 289. So it's been in that upper echelon. And I've just revealed to you another one in my lineup of 25 stocks that are currently on the field in my ultra growth portfolio. Well, if you'd like to talk to us, if you're in a stodgy old portfolio with soggy stocks of yesteryear, if you're in a boring asset allocation that, in my opinion, is designed not to lose too much, not to make too much, in other words, mediocrity, well then, you could give us a call, see what we have to offer at Gunderson Capital Management. Why don't you start off by trying the newsletter? That gives you a good feel of who we are and what we do. GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.